Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, a music show featuring songs by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans, whether they live here or not. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun. For the next hour, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Moskowitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew.
Silly little Millie, don't you know you are my island girl? Silly little Millie, you're the cutest girl in the whole wide world. We go down to Nugril, Jamaica, where we swim in the deep blue sea. She walk up and down the beach in the warm morning sun, hand in hand with me. Daddy, will you buy me a coconut? I'll not only buy you one, but two. Silly little Millie, 'cause I'm in love with you. Daddy, will you bury me in the sand, all the way up to my eyes and nose? Don't forget about my little hands, my shoulders and my elbows and my tin-tan toes. Daddy, will you help me dig my hole? How low do you think we can go? I was thinking China, but it's kinda late. Maybe we should just tunnel over to Mexico. Silly little Millie, don't you know you are my island girl? Silly little Millie, you're the cutest girl in the whole wide world. Daddy, will you push me on my raft? Up and over the gentle waves. And so we swam and laughed away another hot, lazy Jamaican day, singing, Amen, Amen. Ain't got no worries for me. I'm just a little silly little Millie, frolicking down by the sea, singing, Amen, Amen. Ain't got no worries for me. I'm just a little silly little Millie. I like playing with just my daddy and me. Yes, I like playing with just my daddy and me.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Minnesota Homebrew. I'm your host, Carl Enbehaun, from the studios of KSRQ, Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, Minnesota. And I hope you came to have a good time tonight, because I did. And we're doing twin spins this evening, because we do that the second Thursday of every month, where we feature double plays by Minnesota artists. That first song was titled Silly Millie, and it was by Matt Muller. According to his Bandcamp page, he's the father of two talented girls who frequently join him on stage, and he's hosted the open mic at the 318 Cafe in Excelsior, Minnesota. Not sure if he's still doing that, but by day he's a mechanic. By night he plays acoustic country music. His CD, Songs About Mayonnaise and Grapes, was recorded in 2009. And what a treat this CD is. Amazing songs, amazing voice, and oh, so well produced and recorded at Nell Sound Studio, somewhere in the Twin Cities, I imagine. Musicians include Matt on guitar and vocals, Michael W. Nelson on keys and mandolin, Pete Matheson on bass guitar, and Tony Erig on banjo and dobro. Well, since it is Twin Spin night, we're going to do another one here by Matt Muller titled Green Grass. You're listening to Minnesota Homebrew.
Rolled my car into the river, threw my wallet in the trash, and I burned everything that I owned, and I took off the beaten path. I quit my job and I hit the highway, I threw my thumb up in the air, hitched a ride with an old truck, and I said, won't you take me anywhere where the grass and all the signs say go. The air's clear and the winters, they don't snow. Lord knows is where I just had to go. I made my way down to Kansas City, where there I knew some family. I stopped in just to say I'll see you. There's somewhere else I'd rather be. I jumped a barge on the Mississippi. They found me out down to New Orleans. And I got schnookered on Fat Tuesday. Thursday I woke up from a dream. Where the grass is greener and all the signs say go. Beer's free in the winters, they don't snow. Lord knows it's where I've just got to go. River's delta held no promise, or oh, so I heard my stomach say. So I slapped the dust out of my Levi's and headed out the California way. But them yuppie freaks and Silicon Sallies soon had me feeling all alone. I find myself dreaming about you, wishing every night that I was home. Where the grass is greener and all the signs say go. Where your friends are true in the winters, they might snow. Lord knows it's where I've just gotta go. So I wrote a letter from me to Utah, saying that I'd be passing through. I've had enough and I'm headed home now. Seems that this old road done turned me blue. Greyhound bus got me to Provo. I rolled the rails from there on in, straight into that St. Paul Depot. Sure feels good to be back home again. Where the grass is green and all the signs say go. Where the air is clear in the winter when it snows. Lord knows it's where I just had to go. Lord knows it is a place that I'll call home.
Living your
described as a most lovely songbird from the northern woods of Minnesota, Germaine Gemberling is a singer-songwriter born and raised in St. Paul. A student of Suzuki music at 5 years old, she studied piano until the age of 12. She grew up in the midst of the indie rock explosion that brought us The Replacements, Husker Du, The Jayhawks, and Soul Asylum. Germaine started her first band in 1989 at the age of 17 and also fronted the all-girl punk band Smut, who signed to Spanish Fly Twin Tone Records in 1992. A few years later, Germaine left the Twin Cities for the peace, quiet, and beauty of northern Minnesota. You can find her at www.germainegemberling.com. That first song was titled Windmills, Welcome Home. Here's her second tune of the evening, Don't Let Go, on Homebrew.
Happy goes away. The world is cold and gray. It's like evil spirits sucked out all my juice. Thanks to Ringo Starr, I know exactly what they are. I've been bitten by the blue meanie blues. Thanks to Ringo too, I have a way to shake them loose. I built a yellow submarine inside a song. I made it out of words and welded melody and chords. For when them blue meanie blues come along, here they come. Big blue mean too. So heavy they will drag you to the bottom.
Ho, ho, ho.
Up periscope, there's only one hope. Music is the only way to stop them. Can't be blue or mean in a yellow submarine. It's logically impossible to do. My band begins to play and all my troubles float away. I get back happy from the blue meanie blues. Thank you. heavy, they will drag you to the bottom. Up, periscope, there's only one hope. Music is the only way to stop 'em. Can't be blue or me in a yellow submarine. It's logically impossible to do. My band begins to play and all my troubles float away. I get back happy from the blue mini blues. I slip into my submarine and surface from the blue mini blues.
That was the Blue Mini Blues by Nigel Egg off of his Big Bang Baby Boom CD. He's a Brit who invaded Minnesota and luckily stayed here. Singer-songwriter Nigel Egg tours internationally, performing over 150 dates per year. He's been compared to a bluesy Paul Simon, but taller. His music has a unique and modern sound that reflects a music history that goes back to playing with 70s rock legends Supertramp and Mott the Hoople. Imagine that. Nigel also performs in the duo Agony with Bobby Ekstrand. His two albums, three albums, 2007's 11702 Main Street, I've never heard that one, 2010's Big Bang Baby Boom, from which that last song came, and 2014's The Blues is Personal, from which comes our next tune of the evening, titled Tax on the Blues. You're listening to MHB.
Good people, have you heard the news? They put a tax on the blues. Some people got more than their share, and the government says, well, that isn't fair. So when we feel downhearted, we lose. We got to pay a tax on the blues. You get the walking blues, you pay a dollar. Lonesome blues will cost you $5. You get the mean, dirty, low down, worst kind of blues. Taxes gonna bleed you dry. They wanna spread the wealth around, yeah. That's how the tax on the blues went down. If your woman done left, you best be happy. Even if she drove off in your car, if you let it get you down and get the blues so bad, the tax man gonna be knocking at your door. You gotta try to stay happy all day. Let some other sucker pay the tax on the blues. Put it on his W-2. I wish you were. The blues musicians, the ones who play the blues straight up, they sweat and bleed the blues. They can't hold it back. They gotta play every night at the club. Well, musicians, if that's what you choose, you pay double tax on the blues. Willie Dixon had to pay about $1 million. Muddy Waters paid $1.4 million. B.B. King refused to pay a damn thing. He got the jailhouse blues for sure. Robert Johnson managed to save his skin. He had the devil pay the tax for him. Now you heard the news. They put a tax on the blues. Some people got more than. And the government says that isn't fair. Now when we feel
listening to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play no redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, regurgitated, or reimagined music. Nothing but pure original tunes by Minnesota artists. And we'd like to remind you to get out of your easy chair, head to your local coffee or brew pub, and support local singer-songwriters. Are You Thinking of Me by Nikki and the Roommates, who are comprised of Nikki Rue, Rich Rue, John Olson, and Jimmy T. The Roommates express some of America's great musical past through voice, guitar, and songwriting in their interpretations of classic female blues tunes by artists such as Bessie Smith and Memphis Minnie.
Minnesota Homebrew, sharing news from the wonderful world of beer.
Well, according to GoMinnesota.com, in an article published March 3rd of this year by Melissa Turtinen, a bar with 100 beers on tap is opening in Minneapolis. Yes, you heard that right. Hopcat, a craft beer bar and restaurant chain, plans to open its first Minnesota location this summer, a news release says. It'll have 100 beers on tap, including more than 30 Minnesota-made craft beers, but you won't find any Miller, Bud, or Coors products on the beer list. Hopcat doesn't serve them as part of its commitment to craft brewers. Way to go, guys. The Twin City area is full of craft beer lovers, and Minnesota has some of the best craft breweries in the nation. We've been privileged to serve Fulton, Surly, Brow Brothers, Bent Paddle, and Summit, among others, at other Hopcat locations over the years. Mark Sellers, founder and owner of Hopcat, said in a release, noting the Nicollet Mall location is ideal to create a hub for craft beer lovers in the city. The 240-seat restaurant will be located on the ground floor of the Nick on 5th apartment building, which is right off the green and blue light rail lines. The Nicollet Mall is undergoing a huge revamp ahead of next year's Super Bowl in Minneapolis. It's also just a six-minute walk from City Works, an establishment that dubs itself Minneapolis's biggest and best beer bar with 90-plus beers on tap. Hopcat will begin construction on its new 2,5500-square-foot restaurant once it secures all its permits. They're already hiring for management positions. You can search for jobs right on this article. There's a link. And we'll hire for hourly positions this spring. So there you have it. Wow. 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 Hopcat. Gotta get there. Yes, we're doing twin spins on this evening's Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Nikki and the Roommates with their second contribution to tonight's show, titled I Am Your Angel. Well, last week we played a song by Doug Milloway titled Crazy Bob, and admittedly didn't know anything about the subject matter of the song. Well, leave it to Doug. He sent me an article that explains what the song is about. And this comes from the Seattle Times, originally published February 13th of 17, titled When Crazy Bob Jones Rescued an Urban Coyote from a Downtown Seattle Elevator. This is by Eric Lassitis. He was a young coyote who found himself on First Avenue in downtown Seattle. Suddenly, dive-bombing crows went after him. What else could he do but find shelter in an office building? This is the true story of what happened at around noon on December 3rd, 1997, after our recent story on how coyotes won the Battle of Turf and now are our neighbors, whether we live in the city or country. Numerous readers emailed their own stories. Marcia Milroy, former news researcher at Seattle Post-Intelligencer, and attorney Bob Gibbs were among those remembering the 1997 incident. If coyotes are found in Chicago and Manhattan, why not in our downtown? They've certainly managed to make themselves at home in other neighborhoods. Maybe he had wandered down the railroad tracks. Maybe he lived in a den by the waterfront. In any case, if cars weren't enough, now crows had decided to stalk the 30-pound coyote. Those crows. The panicked coyote ran down First Avenue into the Henry M. Jackson Federal Building through a door that automatically opened past security guards. It was just a frantic, wild animal bouncing off the glass and everything, one of the guards was quoted in a Seattle Times story. Then the coyote ran into an empty elevator. Building workers took the elevator out of service, and there sat the animal for 2 hours. The General Services Administration wasn't sure whom to call, and then there was the problem of telling the Seattle Animal Shelter that they weren't joking, says the story. The scene then turned into some 10 people huddled in front of the elevator carrying nooses, a net, crate, and blankets. A lot of conferencing. By then, as is fitting with a story like this, a guy who went by Crazy Bob Jones also arrived. He was a volunteer with the Sarvey Wildlife Center in Arlington, and his life's mission was rescuing stranded and hurt animals. Jones died a number of years ago, says the center, but he was profiled in a 1999 Seattle Times story. Crazy Bob decided he would deal with the panicked coyote by joining him in the elevator. I talked to him, I petted him, he lay down, I picked him up and brought him out, he remembered. The coyote was put in a cage and the state's Fish and Wildlife Department released it into the woods near North Bend. Crazy Bob said he preferred the company of animals. Animals are a lot more honest, a lot more straightforward, and a lot more dignified, he said. So that explains it. The song Crazy Bob by Doug Milloway. Thank you.
time on my money. Flashlights light up the night, the days I want. Every breath's ribbon.
The first sun sleeping,
the second dream,
and the next three.
For one speaks, we must, we never leave from here. Never leave from here. Unless there's zombies, palm trees, and fresh flowers.
From Lutzen, Minnesota to Minneapolis, he's gone through many musical transformations from Joshua James to Josh Von Mink and now back to his birth name, Joshua Schmidt, and has established himself with hard work and sheer talent in many different styles. That first song was titled SPS. I'll have to ask Josh what that means. Whatever the musical arrangement may be, Josh delivers transcends. Whatever the musical arrangement may be, Josh's delivery transcends classic folk rock, releasing it into boundaries yet unexplored by typical singer-songwriters. Josh is also songwriter and lead singer in the group Step Rockets. From his 2010 CD, Black Charms, here's the title song.
Face was cut and didn't quite look the same, but my heart felt cold, so she said, I'm lonely. I've been all night in the weather, won't you hold me? I had one more, so I gave my only. She said she had one more thing left to show me. I got black charms of memories, I got black charms of
I got start to move in closer, and I'm almost paralyzed. You seem so awful certain, but I'm not sure about this. You might come back to haunt me if you let me taste your kiss, but I will if you insist. Just don't be wasting your time thinking that I'm the one you want me to be. Baby, don't stop for the sake of your heart. Just don't go falling, don't go falling for me. You're reaching for my pocket, you slip your number in. You've been waiting long enough for this romance to begin. But I can't buy you roses, I can barely pay for rent. And when you learn that I'm not perfect, it might be a detriment, and you wouldn't be content. So don't be wasting your time thinking that I'm the one you want me to be. Baby, don't stop for the sake of your heart. Just don't go falling, don't go falling. Girl, I tried so hard to warn you, baby. Careful or you might convince me you're the kind of girl that's worth the risk. I don't wanna fall in love tonight, but Cupid has a thing for spite, and when he shoots his arrows, he don't miss. So if you're wasting your time thinking that I'm the one you want me to be, girl, if you stop, I might give you my heart. If you go falling, if you go falling, just don't go falling, don't go falling, baby. If you fall, if you go falling for me.
If you're sitting at home saying, hey, I write songs, I wonder how I can get them on Minnesota Homebrew Music Show. Well, that's easy. Go to our Facebook page and click on About and learn how to submit your original material. You may send high-quality MP3s to minnesotahomebrew@gmail.com. You may send full-length CDs to Northland College, care of Homebrew Radio, 1101 Highway 1 East, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, 56701. Again, that's Northland College, care of Homebrew Radio, 1101 Highway 1 East, Thief River Falls, Minnesota, 56701. Or you may provide yours truly with a download link to Box.com, Dropbox.com, one of those online file sharing sites. We'd love to have your music. We only have one rule. It can't be naughty because it has to be FCC clean. So if you are sending something like a CD, indicate if there are any songs that we shouldn't be playing. And I apologize for the way that is. I know art is art. But we'll play it because our motto is you send it, we'll play it. And please credit all songwriters and include a short bio. He says on his Facebook page, "My name is Jonathan Young Freed. Call me John. I'm just a dork trying to make a living by making loud noises." And he calls himself a songwriter, YouTuber, music designer, slant rhymer, music producer, and ice cream eater. He has one album to his name titled Far From Blue, from which we pulled that first song, Don't Go Falling. Before we play Jonathan's second song of the show, I offer you this. I went to his YouTube page, just searched for Jonathan Young Music, and found this musical introduction.
Well, hello there, lovely stranger. My name is Jonathan Young. Nice to meet you. I like to play and sing and do silly things on YouTube here for everyone. Now, 1, 2, 3. So if you like really loud drummers and YouTube covers and vocal harmony, then I'd highly recommend that you subscribe to me. Woo! Completely lost control of my life.
Well, folks, we want to thank you for listening this evening to Minnesota Homebrew, and we'll be back again next Thursday evening at 7 p.m. and we're also replayed at 1 p.m. every week on KKWE down in Callaway, Minnesota. The fun never stops here on Minnesota Homebrew. Here's Jonathan Young's final tune of the evening, the title song from his Far From Blue CD. See you next week on Minnesota Homebrew.
Your chapstick's dancing on my lips. I'm wrapped around your fingertips. Yeah, let's get tangled up until I can't tell me from you. Those sheets look nice and cozy. Girl, there's room enough for two. Our fingers find themselves entwined. Your lungs are breathing into mine. Yeah, as long as I'm with you, I'm far from blue. Yeah, I'm far from blue. I'll come and pick you up at 9. Give me your heart, I'll give you mine. Yeah, as long as you're beside me, girl, you know I can't complain. If we're on a sunny beach or dancing in the rain, if we go out, you fix your hair. Time I go, you know I don't know what's
to do. I'll be counting down the hours till I'm coming home to you. Your eyes can make it hard to breathe. I wish I never had to leave. From blue.